An estimated 1.8 million people in the U.S. were diagnosed with some form of cancer in 2020. Research is being done almost every minute of every day in public and private labs in the attempt to find a cure or at the very least improve upon treatments. That research is startlingly expensive and at times may not even lead to advancements. The Valley-based Cancer Fund has come online as a venture capital firm of sorts in the fight against the disease. Anne Lowe, a cancer survivor herself, is with me to talk about the Cancer Fund. And why did you get involved with the Cancer Fund, and what could make it unique?
We are an impact-focused venture firm. So we create and manage investment funds focused on early-stage cancer-related companies to help them move their innovations, which they've developed from the research. So research is incredibly important. But we help those companies move their innovations from the lab bench to end users. And end users could be physicians, patients, and sometimes even payers. And we concentrate on really three areas, prevention and enabling technologies, diagnostics and monitoring, and therapies and management. And we invest at a time when the innovators need the help the most. You know, it's a place that's referred to as the Valley of Death, or as one oncologist told me, a place where great ideas go to die. And so we actually believe that these type of innovations need our help the most, and it's when they need the help the most while they're in the chasm of death.
The costs of these things are outrageous. How much can the Cancer Fund do to really make a dent?
Well, we certainly have lofty goals. You know, many of these early stage innovations are not looking for huge amounts of money. They're looking for smaller amounts that will help them get to clinical trials. So they may need money for animal trials, and then that will take them to clinical trials. And that's when they need the funding the most. You know, when you look at for 2020, the National Institute of Health, their budget was $42 billion. And, you know, the National Cancer Institute, their budget was $297 million in 2020. And that goes to research and grants for some things, but there's just a missing link in getting these amazing cancer innovations to the end user.
So the Cancer Fund, I'm reading from the release here. The Cancer Fund was created by passionate cancer advocates who recognize the investments currently made in research too often fail to reach patients. How much of that actually comes from a personal knowledge, frankly, whether it is you yourself or someone who has a very close relative, a spouse or a child or a parent who has gone through this? And how important is that when it comes down to recognizing perhaps what needs to be done, even if don't know exactly what the science that needs to be done, but knowing what people who have faced this have dealt with?
You know, for me, I am a cancer survivor. I had breast cancer. I was diagnosed in 2014. And I think what was amazing to me was I had two very, very close female friends that also went through cancer, but 20 years ago. And I actually ended up getting the same chemotherapy agents that they had 20 years ago. And so, you know, there is a need to change things. There's certainly major advancement done with immunotherapy and those kinds of things. But without those innovations getting capitalized, they'll never get to the patient.
You wrote a book, Holy Crap, I Have Cancer, Now What? What did it mean to you initially when you found out? I mean, holy crap sort of says it all to some extent, I suppose. But can you take me back a bit and what you were thinking at that point?
I think that I'm similar to pretty much every other person who has heard, you know, I'm sorry, you have cancer. Immediately, it was an out-of-body experience. And I thought, I have a background, a 20-year background in medicine, and I thought I would know a lot, and I knew nothing. And so that was really the genesis of the book. I didn't intend to write a book. What happened is the people that knew I had gone through it, that were then diagnosed, would ask me things. And so I would write out, okay, here's the tests you're gonna have. Here are the questions you need to ask your oncologist, all those different things. My goal, my personal goal, was if it helped one person's journey be a little bit easier, then I felt I had written a bestseller. And I have to say, I'm proud to say that many people have reached back to me and said, oh, okay, this really got me going. I knew exactly what I needed to do, because there is no manual on how to do cancer. And so that's kind of what I say this is this is a manual to help you through diagnosis, which is just a complete, it's exhausting, it's scary, it's frustrating. Oh my God, the worst is the waiting for test results, waiting for pathology stuff. It's exhausting.
And I'm asking you this because you're passionate. You also have a good sense of humor about these things. Are there any things that drove you nuts outside of it? And one of the things that is brought up is everything is a battle. Everybody sort of gives you a pat on the back for really fighting through this.
I guess one of the things that was really surprising to me was the really stupid stuff that people say when they find out you have cancer. One of my husband's great friends had pulled into the driveway with his wife. I came around the corner and I overheard her say to her husband and to my husband, you know, what kind of fashion statement are you trying to make? Well, here I am, no hair, no eyebrows, nothing. And it was like, really? No, I'm not trying to make any kind of statement. But yeah, people say funny things.
How are you doing at this point after all those years?
You know, I'm doing well. I have some residual challenges from chemotherapy. I also had a very aggressive cancer, so I have a high recurrence rate. You know, I'm trying some alternative things to support it, and I monitor it very closely. The interesting thing is I was never prepared for how challenging survivorship is, because, you know, you get an ingrown nail and all of a sudden you have nail cancer, and, you know, every little bump and bruise is cause for concern. And that's been really challenging.
That is Anne Lowe of the Cancer Fund. She is also the author of the book, Holy Crap, I Have Cancer, Now What? Anne, thanks so much for talking, and be well. Wish you the best of luck. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Steve.